Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Eric and today's episode is going to be focused on world events. We'll start off on a recent legal case regarding murder and then move on to the disastrous flooding in southern Malaysia. Without further ado, let's get into it. So, with the murder, we've got Alex Madaw, who is a South Carolina lawyer who has just been found guilty regarding the murder of his 22-year-old son Paul and Paul's wife Maggie. Bit ironic, huh, that a lawyer landed himself in this mess. So the court has decided to sentence him to life in prison following the murders, which actually happened quite a while ago, back in June 2021. During trial, Madaw himself had repeatedly claimed he was not the murderer and he had been incorrectly and wrongfully convicted, but generally nobody believed him. Now, who exactly is this Alex Madaw guy, you all might ask? Well, he actually comes from a family of prominent and well-respected lawyers, so he kind of disappointed his whole bloodline with his atrocious deeds. Okay, so murder actually is not the full story regarding Alex Madaw's crimes, and he actually has some financial crimes and problems going on, and prosecutors in court have suggested that Madaw is actually trying to distract and deter the public and people from the financial crimes of the murder of his family, and also to get public sympathy. Madaw has actually stolen millions and millions of dollars from his customers and family business. What a twisted guy, huh? Now, if you thought this is all, nope. Madaw had also had an addiction to opioids, which contain heroin, and they're mostly used as pain relief medication. The defense of Madaw attempted to use that as a reason for the murder and how maybe Madaw wasn't Madaw when committing the crimes. Anyways, Madaw was promptly given life in prison for his crimes, and he'll probably never see the outside world again. So, now we move on to the opposite ends of the world, to Malaysia. Southern Malaysia is now experiencing heavy flooding, which were the results of consecutive days of rain, and this has severe consequences for both the people and the economy of Malaysia. It is estimated that nearly 40,000 people were displaced and made homeless, whilst at least 4 people have died due to the floods. Regarding the economy, it is likely that Malaysia will suffer from the floods, and this may damage many sectors in its economy, such as the primary regarding raw materials and agriculture, and also the tourism sector. So, what has the government done? Well, the authorities have built more than 200 relief shelters, allowing those made homeless a place to stay. Despite that glimmer of hope, it is predicted that there will be even more rain to come, especially in the south, so pray for Malaysia. So, that is the end for today's episode. Stay tuned and see you next time.